Lou Manfredini here. Do you have cracked or sunken concrete areas around your home? Call PermaSeal for a free estimate. Don't replace it, raise it. Call 800-421-7325 or visit permaseal.net.
Extremely local news now, sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities. From Black Club Chicago, Stephanie Lule joins us. Good morning, Stephanie. Let's talk first about the grocery tax in Chicago and what's happening with that.
Yes, Bob, good morning. Last year, state lawmakers approved ending a statewide 1% grocery tax in 2026. But when they made that change, they also gave municipalities the power to levy the tax themselves if they wanted to. And that's exactly what Mayor Brandon Johnson and his team say they'll do, arguing that they'll need the estimated $72 million this grocery tax raises to help close a projected $1 billion budget gap next year. The deadline to extend the tax is fast approaching, so they'll need city council's buy-in pretty quickly to do it. And obviously this all comes as we are being hit hard with soaring prices when we go to the grocery store, right, Bob?
Not what shoppers want to hear, that's for sure.
No.
This is going to be good news for South Shore folks, a vegan village food hall. And this is planned for East 79th Street, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. A husband and wife team are going all in to create a vegan village food hall in South Shore. But it means that they're well known for their plant-based restaurant, Majani, and they're going to put that on hold while they work to get this up and running. This food hall and restaurant incubator is coming to 3110 East 79th Street. The Emanuels are renovating a former pregnancy clinic into a four-stall restaurant incubator, and they hope to start serving meals there by next spring.
So investors have to come up with some more money in the next few weeks to make this happen,
yes,
right?
That's right.
So is this definitely a go?
I would say, they definitely need, certainly, Bob, they need some of the community support to raise some of that last money. And if so, yes, it's a go.
In Pilsen, people are on edge after the ICE arrest. What's the latest on this?
Oh, yes. Bob, there have been a slew of ICE operations in Chicago in the last few days. On Monday, Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents arrested one man outside of restaurant Carnitas Don Pedro and another at his home around the corner. Both of the men worked at the Carnitas restaurant, and the arrests were made without proper judicial warrants, Alderman Byron Sigcho Lopez is saying. Yesterday, a chaotic scene unfolded in the South Loop where 10 people were arrested at ICE at a routine check-in under an ICE monitoring program for immigrants. Several other people, including Byron Sigcho Lopez, and activists went to the site to try and disrupt the arrest, and Alderman Anthony Cruzada said that he was actually pushed to the ground by ICE agents as this tense scene unfolded. All of the ICE action has some in Pilsen and Little Village and our other immigrant communities really scared to leave their homes.
All right. Well, that's a continuing story, and we'll be hearing more about that today and every day. And finally, tell us how a Rainbow Club bartender and artist became a Wicker Park icon.
Yeah, if you grew up in the city's punk rock clubs in the 70s, 80s, and 90s, you probably know bartender and bouncer Ken Ellis. Few Chicago nightlife figures have had a more illustrious career than him. He's known for working at O'Banion's, Neo, and he spent most of his career at the Story Rainbow Club in Wicker Park. Our freelancer, Dave Hoekstra, interviewed him about his career. And also, he's an artist, and he's working on a retrospective of his work at the Rainbow Club as the club celebrates 40 years under its current owner.
And leave it to Dave Hoekstra to come up with a good story like that.
Yep.
BlockClubChicago.org for more. Thank you, Stephanie Lule. Have a good day.
Thanks so much, Bob.